rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our special year-end edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us on this very snowy evening in Rochester. So hopefully everybody's bundled up right next to their radios for the next 2.5 hours. You're going to be talking soccer for the Lancers, to the Rhinos, to the Flash, and to the international, international soccer. We'll look back on a memorable 2012 and look ahead to what will certainly be an exciting 2013 in the world sport. We'll run on our guest list in just a moment, but let's bring in our host, Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and actually, thanks for everything that you, Andrew, have done, and all that we've done for the rest of the year. And, of course, you know, thanks to all the listeners, and a special thanks to all our sponsors, because without them, this show would not be able to be put on the air. We are very fortunate that we have people in the you know, that believe in us and believe in soccer and in everything that we do. And soccer is what they love, and soccer is what we love. And based upon this, we have a tremendous show lined up for tonight, because we're going to talk about, like Andrew said, international soccer, local soccer, youth soccer, professional soccer, and everything that you can imagine, because Today, there is a lot of good things that you're going to hear from us, from all the things that we predict is going to happen in 2013, all the things that happened in 2012, and of course, on such a snowy night, you know, who can take, you know, we talk about soccer, but when you look outside, it's all white, but it's only a couple months away, you know, it just, and the snow going to melt, the grass going to turn green. And we're going to be there watching outdoor soccer, as well as, you know, with the snow in here, we can go at the Blue Cross Arena and we watch indoor soccer.
That's right.
And that's just as exciting.
At the Lancers in action tomorrow night against the Milwaukee Wave, defending MISL champions, starts at 7 o'clock. You got to be there. Storm will be over. Roads will be clear. Perfect opportunity to head out for some great soccer action. Let's set the show for you tonight. We're going to be joined in just a moment by the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lyons, of course, the former Rhino, former New Zealand international. We'll talk about the new NWSL and the Flash and what the preparations the team is going to be getting ready for. Aaron will be with us in just a moment. We'll also be joined by Doug Miller, who actually the Lancers are practicing right now. So we'll be having Doug Miller on for a brief time, and then we'll be hearing from our friend Bernie Iacovangelo, one of the biggest supporters of soccer in Rochester. Also, Tony Diuro, the owner of Top Notch Monogramming, one of the biggest supporters of the men's national team. We'll go live to Syracuse with Soccer Sam and get an update on what's going on there with the Silver Knights taking on the Milwaukee Wave this evening. We'll also have Lancers coach Jim Heshon. Of course, Michael Lewis will have an extended segment with Michael talking about the year in U.S. soccer. Rhinos coach Jesse Myers will be with us, along with the play-by-play voice of the Rhinos and the Lancers, Joe Giuliano. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Aaron Heifetz, the press officer for the U.S. Women's National Team. Also be joined by the former owner of the Lancers, Charlie Schiano, the first guy who started this show nearly 20 years ago. Also have Pat Erkelian, and finish up with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll get all of our predictions for 2013. But right now, let's bring on our first guest. He is the coach of the three-time champion Western New York Flash, looking for an unprecedented fourth straight title in 2013. Aaron Lyons joined us. Aaron's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Get your 2013 season tickets for the NWSL Division I Pro Women's Soccer right here in upstate New York. The number to call is the Rhino's office, 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Aaron, thanks for being with us tonight. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on. I'm just one of an array of a lot of names that you got on tonight. That sounds like a great show you got lined up there, guys.
Well, Aaron, you know, we're talking soccer, and of course, if we look outside, it's kind of discouraging. But the reality is that, just like we said in the opening, you know, outdoor soccer is going to be here in a matter of a couple months. And, you know, we can't wait. Are you there, Aaron?
Yes, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm glad I can hear the excitement in your voice, yeah. We're in a little bit of a quiet period right now, obviously due to Christmas, but we're expecting things to pick up over the next couple of days, and looking forward to once we're given the go-ahead by US Soccer, looking forward to signing a few players.
Well, Aaron, the first, correct me if I'm wrong, the first big event for the Flash should be January 18th. It's going to be the first NWSL college draft. And 2 years ago when the WPS came to upstate New York with the Flash and the Salen family, you had the first pick in the draft. You picked a player by the name of Alex Morgan, who I think has gone on to be a pretty successful player, of course, for Alex being nominated for FIFA Women's Player of the Year. What are you guys looking for the 2013 draft? Do you think there will be another Alex Morgan out there?
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, Alex Morgans, they come around, they don't come around that often, I'll put it that way. But, yeah, this is a... I'd like to say I think this draft pool is a deeper pool than the draft that Alex Morgan came out of. We're hoping to acquire a couple of really good young assets that can go along, you know, just continue to develop and help us fulfill our goals. So yeah, just doing my research on that at the moment, and we'll come up with some good players for the club.
Aaron, you know, it would be very remiss of me if I didn't ask you about one of my favorite players. I mean, they're all my favorite players, but I have one that, she sort of stands out for me in my heart, Magol Zerboni. Is she on your short list?
McCall is someone that I've been in dialogue with, and would like to see her come back. Yeah. Something I've said, you know, she's been a part of us at the club for the last 2 years, and I hope she wants to come back to be a part of it. She's been a part of a very successful era here within the club, and would like to have her back a part of it. But I just wanted to go back to Alex Morgan. To have two Western New York Flash players, Alex Morgan and Marta, up for or nominated in the top three best players in the world is just an incredible, incredible feeling for the club. You know, to have had those players playing for us in 2011 and to have them nominated, you know, in the top three players in the world is incredible. And it shows the incredible development that a young Alex Morgan's taken since she was, originally drafted in 2011.
It's incredible, Aaron. And, of course, the third player being Abby Wambach from Rochester. And I've said it's Rochester is the women's soccer capital of the world right now. All three
it
of
is,
these players
yeah.
are tied to Rochester. And it's we're all so proud of that. And I guess all of us here, and there's been speculation all around about what players – we're going to be coming to the Flash from the national teams of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Has there been any further discussion or talk about how those players are going to be either allocated or selected through a draft? Has been any update from U.S. Soccer on that?
Yes, there there's a plan in place. I'll just be real vague on the plan, but basically the players will write down, their favourite selections or club selections. We'll write down our players that we'd like to see come here, and, you know, they'll figure it out from there. So, we'll see how, see what we end up with there. But, you know, obviously it's the best team in the world right now, and, there's a lot of good players in there. So, very exciting.
Do the player have a say in what city they want to go?
Sorry?
Do the player have a choice to say, I want to go to Rochester, or I want to go to Tampa, or do they have a...
going to Tampa,
no,
Joe.
No. Do they have a choice?
Yes, I believe they'll have a say in, how big that say is, I'm not sure, but they'll have a say in where they possibly, have a chance of ending up, Whether they write, that whether they have three markets that, that they prefer to be in. That might be how they go. But, we'll see.
Aaron, you've been involved in soccer now for long time, and the steps that the U.S. soccer has taken to take hold of this league. How do you view that? Certainly, from your standpoint, the stability. Tell us how you feel about that.
Yeah, I think it's obviously a ball hasn't been kicked yet, but and U.S. Soccer are a very, very, very successful organization. They're well connected, I think this is very important for the to be able to sustain a league long term. That U.S. Soccer is supportive of it, and they're showing that they are. This is going to be a place where hopefully all the U.S. national team players play and develop and have to prove themselves week in, week out, and, for selection into the U.S. national team. It's also going to be, more importantly, a breeding ground for the future U.S. national team players. Players that are drafted in and out of college will be able to come into this league, through good coaching and, good performances in the league, will be able to play their way into the national team. So, you're not just looking at the pool of 24 national team players, you're looking at a deeper pool that they could always pull from. So it's very, very important that U.S. soccer is supportive and of this league, and you'll get a vast array of sponsors that want to be involved, and I'm sure they'll all come to the forefray as this as more news comes out about the league.
Aaron, one more question
positive.
Before I let you One more question before I let you go. We've talked about the national team players. What about the other players that will be filling the other roles? Because you look at players like Ashlyn Harris, who was the goalkeeper of the year in the WPS, and Whitney Engen, who was the defender of the year in the WPS when the Flash won the title. Players like Brittany Bach and Becky Edwards and players like that, like Brittany Cameron, of course, the other keeper, and those type of players. How will those be basically signed by the different teams? Do they have just a full right to go out and try to sign those players?
Yeah, a lot of those players that you're talking about will be either contracted to European clubs or hopefully coming off European contracts and looking forward to playing in this league. All those players will be considered free agents.
Terrific. So, Aaron, we're looking forward to talking to you again in the early part of 2013 as the teams begin to take shape and the draft happens. We'll certainly be coming back to you and to the Flash organization to get comments and get the latest information on the NWSL. We really appreciate you being on the show tonight, and thanks so much, and have a very happy new year.
Thanks, Joe and Andrew, really appreciate it. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Aaron Lyons here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the coach of the Western New York Flash, three-time straight Women's League champions, looking for an unprecedented fourth straight title. If Bob, I don't know if you're playing the bumper music yet, but if we have Doug Miller on the phone, let's try to go to him right now if we can. If we don't, we'll go to our break. Okay, let's go to our break. As Bob, right on the ball as always. We'll be right back with the leading scorer in the MISL and the owner of the Rochester Ravens W League team, Doug Miller. And we will also be joined by Bernie Iacovangelo of Faber Homes, one of the biggest supporters of soccer in Rochester and Western New York. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass year-end special here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there. No cabs to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks well.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best is back. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and the biggest names in women's soccer from around the world. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium as the Flash compete for an unprecedented fourth consecutive title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Whee! Look who's coming!
Here comes Susie Snowflake dressed in a snow white
gown. That was my mother-in-law's favorite Christmas song. And appropriate on this snowy evening. Andrew Battisti back here on our year-end special, Soccer is Kicking the Grass. We'll be going all the way till 9 p.m. tonight. So call your friends, call your family. Tell them to listen in tonight here on the show. We've got a great show coming up. And Joe Sirianni with me. Sam Mongeau will also be joining us a little bit later on as he gets off of work a little early. So he'll be coming on and joining us.
Don't forget, Tuna Center FM 92.1.
That's right, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web and on your mobile devices at www.wysl.com. Let's go to our next guest right now, a gentleman who's having a
terrific.
That's a good adjective. Terrific year so far in the MISL for the Rochester Lions. He's the leading scorer in the league. We're talking about, of course, Rochester Rhinos Hall of Famer Doug Miller. Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park and Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing. And, boy, talk about a great week to go snow tubing. It's going to start over tonight. You're going to have 12 to 18 inches of snow. Definitely check it out. And the big New Year's Eve party, family style, will be happening at New Year's Eve, of course, at Glacier Ridge. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, Doug, I got a groin injury. You know why? Because I kick every ball that you do, and every time I kick the ball, I hit the seat in front of me. So
you got to learn to play the angles, Joe. Come on. Well, Doug, I tell you, it's been an incredible start to the Lancer season. You guys are doing very well. I know it was a tough match against Syracuse, and you guys really came back. And if it wasn't for that nice little dive that Nelson Santana took with about 20 seconds left, I think you guys would have gotten the equalizer and maybe won the game in overtime. But tomorrow night's the Milwaukee Wave, and they're playing in Syracuse right now, so hopefully they'll be nice and tired, and they'll be right pickings for the Lancers tomorrow night.
Well, you know, I think they had to travel. They played tonight, and you know, then they got to travel through the storm. So hopefully, you know, it had some effect on them. And then we come out after, you know, a tough loss at home, come out and, you know, get a victory against one of the best teams in the MISL.
Doug, you know, I have to ask you this question. You know, a player at your age and in playing a game that it's really demanding physically and running, lots of running, how do you stay in shape?
Well, you know, it's preparation, you know, leading up to each game. You know, the supplements that I'm on, G-O-D, helps out tremendously. And, you know, just mentally, you know, strong so that, you know, you get to play at this level and playing against, you know, players that are half my age. You know, you've got to put that whole mix together so that you can compete and help this franchise win the championship.
Doug, the next four matches for the Lancers are very key. Of course, you've got Milwaukee tomorrow, and then you got three straight against Baltimore. They're still leading the league, but they have dropped their last two matches, so they are human.
They're vulnerable.
Yes, they are. So, what's the mood of the team right now going into these very important matches against the best two teams in the MISL historically?
Well, hey, we're getting ready to kick off practice because we're bringing guys in back from holiday. And you know, we're anxious about tomorrow night. You know, to start. You know, we're an unproven team against you know, the quality teams in the MISL. So it's a time for us to prove ourselves. And I know myself and my teammates are looking forward to, you know, trying to do that.
A couple more quick things. I know you have to get to practice. Ravens for 2013. Are they all set in the W League? We're going to see the Ravens again?
No, we're taking a year hiatus because we don't know what the situation with, you know, this new pro league is. So we've taken a year hiatus from that just because of, you know, the pro league and stuff like that and unknown what is going to happen there.
Okay, thanks for letting us know that. And, of course, I mentioned earlier the big New Year's Eve party at Glacier Ridge, and I think we got some snow this year for the festivities.
Well, yeah, it's snowing out there. We're excited about that. And, you know, hopefully everybody will come out to the game. Don't let the snow keep you away. It'll be an entertaining game tomorrow night.
Well, Doug, thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll have Coach Hash on in a little bit. But thank you, and thank all the players. You guys are doing a great job. And we'll see you tomorrow night against Milwaukee.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Bye-bye. Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we're getting our next guest lined up in just a moment here, the aforementioned Bernie Iacovangelo. As soon as Bob gives us the thumbs up, we'll be going to Bernie. But I tell you, Joe, we ran right into our guest, but it's been a great soccer year, and I'm so looking forward to 2013. So many things going on.
Andrew, I can tell you this, that, you know, we have spent how many years together now, about 4 or 5 years together, and it's been a pleasure covering soccer with you, and you know, I think that every year we have a little bit more passion because I don't know whether we're getting older or because we the passion is there and it's growing just like the game is growing. So I think that 2013 is going to be a great year for us and for soccer. We are planning to continue this show until, you know, with the cooperation of our sponsors, of course, and Bernie Ecovangel and Sam Fantuso and
Tony DiUto and Dr. Olivo.
Tony DiUto, all those guys that they make this, they deserve our many, many thanks because, you know, they are, they put their money where their mouth is and they love the sports just as much. So I can only say our very warm thanks to them because in without them, I don't know what we would have to go find a job to pay for the show.
So. We'll do something. But as I mentioned, anybody out there who's listening, if you'd like to be part of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family, contact Joe at 585-414-5122, or you can call me, Andrew Battisti, at 585-451-6701. And we have a lot of different things we're doing with our advertisers coming up in 2013, some lower cost options. So maybe if you guys can't if you can't afford the big numbers like our sponsors put out, and we appreciate what they do, give us a call. We'll work something out because we'd love to have you as part of our family. This show is going to be growing. You know, in June, we'll be starting our 20th year on the air.
Yeah.
No other show in North America, soccer show, has been on that long.
That's why they call it the North America longest-running show. You know, so...
Okay, and we now are joined by one of the gentlemen who makes this show possible, the owner of Faber Homes, Mr. Bernie Iacovangelo. And Bernie's appearance brought to you by Faber Homes, no surprise there. And you can call 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com. Bernie, thanks for being on the show with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm really honored to be on.
Bernie, the honor is all ours, of course. And without guys like you that help us out, keep this show on the air, I don't know where we will be, but anyway, I really appreciate all that you do for soccer, and you know, that's only one little part of your life, because you're involved in so many things. And tell us a little bit about the passion. Where does the passion come from?
Well, Joe, it's something that I developed over the years. I have a zest for trying to give back. I love to help, you know, those that, you know, especially the youth with, you know, some mentoring, some motivation, because it's all about preparation of our youth for tomorrow in order to be able to lead this nation through the difficult challenges that are ahead for them, you know? And so I try to use soccer or sports as a vehicle for me to just be able to mentor and touch the kids. And, they're, you know, it's a great opportunity.
For those of you who don't know, Bernie is the big driver of the kickoff dinners that happen at the Italian-American Sport Club, the Lancers dinner, the Rhinos dinner, and the Flash dinner. As Doug said, unfortunately, the Ravens won't be playing this year, taking a year off. But, Bernie, I guess you got to be pretty excited about the Flash dinner. Remember that year we had in the WPS where we had Alex Morgan and Marta and Christine Sinclair? Are you going to be seeing those level players back here in Rochester? I know you're very excited about that.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, Andrew, when you think about the professional teams that we have, the kickoff dinners, you know, all I can say is that we need to have our community support these kind of organizations, not only for the fact that it's great soccer and it brings other great players here, but it becomes a foundation for telling people that have companies, come to Rochester, build your companies here, because we have all sorts of entertainment venues, all sorts of options for your employees to go and entertain themselves during the summertime, and now even during the wintertime with the Lancers. So a community that wants to grow its jobs, it must have a diversity as far as entertainment, and I think soccer, women's and men's professional soccer, along with the indoor Lancers, it's great opportunities for our community.
Bernie, there is another facet of your life that you promote in soccer on the inner city level. Tell us about that a little bit. I mean, you know, most of the people, they just go in the suburbs. You go right in the city and work with the underprivileged kids that would not have a chance otherwise.
Joe, think about it. Throughout the world, your best soccer players come out of the poorest parts of the countries outside of the United States. The United States has developed a program where in which you pay to play. In Brazil, Mexico, El Salvador, Korea, they play because of a passion, their national sports, Italy, Europe, all over. And some of the poorest kids, because of their development of their skills at this game, have become world-class players. And, you know, what I went into the city to do is say, wait a minute, we got all this athleticism, all this talent, and because they can't pay, that means they can't play. Well, I discovered the Flower City Soccer League. I went in there, and I, you know, got so involved. The kids are fantastic. All they're looking for is to make sure that somebody's there for them, a commitment to the kids. And I'll tell you something, they're just unbelievable talent with unbelievable ability. And I just, you know, I had a fantastic time, and I still do, with a lot of these inner-city kids. And you can see that the Flower City Soccer League has improved the level of play in the city high schools when they're competing during sectionals time or during the regular season.
It's incredible, Bernie. And, you know, I think back to the 70s when I read Pelé's book, his autobiography, and he's the perfect example. He grew up on the streets of Brazil, and he played soccer in his bare feet, kicking a ball of rags around, and he turned into the greatest player who ever lived.
Eusebio, all these people that, you know, they come from poor country, underdeveloped country, they all excel because of the things that Bernie just talking about. In United States, unfortunately, and he stated very, very correctly, is that over here you have to pay to play. In other countries, you know, you just play because you got the passion.
And the scouts look to those poor areas for the diamonds in the rough, the ones who can really play, and they get them at a young age. They bring them in to their systems. And
Bernie, one more question before we let you go. Yep. Tell us your views about professional soccer in Rochester.
Well, first of all, my views on it, I think that we'll continue to see growth, you know, with the Rhinos and with the Flash. You can see there's a new league that's, you know, going to start up. I think you're going to, you know, see that continued growth and momentum. I think they've got good organizations with some deep pockets behind them that are going to promote and foster that kind of growth of soccer in the Rochester area. I hope the same for the Lancers. I think Sam Fantuzzo and his partners are doing a great job. I just like to see more and more people come to understand and enjoy that game the way we enjoy it. I mean, it's a great game. It's a fast game, and it's a different game, but it helps to, you know, further create an enthusiasm for the sport. But I think, you know, long term, I think soccer, professional soccer, will continue to grow here. I hope that Patter Coley continues to have successes as he's had in the last couple of years, and hopefully maybe some point in time there might even be the consideration of MLS here again. You know, there's always that opportunity.
If I win the Powerball, Bernie, I'll be the first one to pop down some millions of dollars to bring MLS. Bernie, thanks so much for everything you do for soccer and also for supporting our show as you've done for many years. And we wish you a very happy new year.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Bernie.
Thank
you for, you know, continuing this show. It does a great job. There's a lot of listeners that enjoy hearing the different thoughts and comments that are made about soccer. It shows a lot of great passion still left in this community for soccer. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. Have a good night.
Buon anno.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bernie Iacovangelo here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined rapid fire by the owner of Top Notch Monogramming, big supporter of our men's national team, Tony DiUdo. We'll go live to Syracuse to get the latest on the big match between the Silver Knights and Milwaukee Wave with Soccer Sam, and we'll be joined by Lancers coach Jim Hesch as well. This is Soccer is Kick in the Grass year-end special on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WISL.
The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at rochesterlancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering special holiday packages for all of the soccer fans on your shopping list. Two 2013 game tickets and one Hall of Fame bobblehead is $20. Four Rhinos 2013 game tickets, a Hall of Fame bobblehead is $45. And for $65, you can purchase all three Hall of Fame bobbleheads, five game tickets, and an ornament. In addition, Rhinos season tickets for next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos wish all their fans a happy holiday season and look forward to seeing everyone at Salem Stadium in 2013.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hey, it's one of my favorite songs. The Snow Miser, where he's really at work tonight. This is Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard, Sirianni, our special year-end Soccer is a Kick in the Grass year-end review, preview of 2013. We're on until 9 o'clock tonight. Joining us now is a gentleman who, without him, we could not do this show. He's our title sponsor, the owner of Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Tony DiUdo joins us. Tony, how you doing?
Antonio, where are you? Hello, Tony.
I think we lost Tony.
Nope.
Tony, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, Tony. We're just talking about lots of stuff with soccer. I know that you got a big 2013 plan for the U.S. men's national team, planning a couple of trips to away matches, which should be very interesting this year. What do you think is going to happen in the qualifying for the World Cup?
Well, that's the best part about, the hexagonal is great to go. Hopefully the U.S. obviously should go through. Mexico, there's a couple good teams in there. Panama's interesting, I guess, but it should be fun.
I know that you're planning. Where are you planning on going to this year to the matches?
Well, we'll try to go to all the games that are in the United States. We'll think about going to Jamaica. So that'll be our big trip if we go any. If we go,
you want to take me along or what?
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I keep asking you guys. You always want to come out.
Very good, Tony. Tell me this, Tony. Before we go any further, I just, on behalf of Andrew and I and all our listener, we want to thank you very much for being a title sponsor, being our supporter. Your soccer knowledge, but with your money, and we appreciate it very, 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 very much. And you know how I feel. So. You notice that I'm a little bit emotional when it comes to that, so thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mom. No, I appreciate it. I love doing it. It's all the events we ended up going throughout the year with the luncheons and, welcoming the new teams, whether it's the women or the guys. It all comes back. It pays off. It's a great time. I'm very glad to do it.
Sure, it sure is. And Tony, if you want to get all we're heavy into Lancer season now, and again, all your Lancer T-shirts and memorabilia, even the old school Lancers. You got the shirts for the 1970 championship team on them, even the original logo going back to the 60s. The only place you can get it is just top notch. And Tony, we got to get to Soccer Sam, but we appreciate you coming on, and I wish you and Michelle the happiest of New Years, and we'll see a lot to you in 2013, I'm sure.
And your mom and dad, your family as well.
Well, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Thanks, Tony. Tony DiRo here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass again. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh. It's Tony's business. He does everything himself with Michelle helping him out. It's a place you got to go for embroidery, monogramming, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, all those things.
Let me tell you, once you go there, you want to buy something, and then you want to go back again to buy stuff, because he's got a variety of stuff, soccer and musical, everything. So,
and all the teams, all the sports teams, get your things monogrammed and set up your logos at top-notch monogramming. Let's see if we have our next guest lined up yet, Mr. Fantuzzi. Yes, we do. We're very happy now to be joined live to Syracuse as the Knights are taking on the Milwaukee Wave, joined by the owner of the Lancers, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. His appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. They were voted number 79 out of over 100,000 pizza chains in the United States.
Mamma mia.
That's a nice...
Nice thing.
To get your pizzas and all the great food at Salvatore's, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. Sam, how you doing?
I am doing great, Andrew. I'm not at the game yet. It was like 30 miles an hour on the freeway because of the snowstorm. But right now Syracuse is up 3-2, so we're almost there, though. It's about 13 minutes left in the first quarter.
Hey, Sam, I want you to do me a favor. Get a hotel room tonight. Stay there. Don't come back. Come back in the morning.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But it should clear up by then. But I just hope it clears up tomorrow night for fans to come to our game.
It's supposed to end by about noon, so everything should be cleaned up and plenty of time for the Lancers Milwaukee tomorrow night. So hopefully it's going to be a nice hard-fought match today so Milwaukee gets all tired out, and there'll be right pickings for the Lancers tomorrow night. Should be a big, big match.
We hope so, Andrew. We hope that Santana and the boys beat up Milwaukee pretty good.
Yeah. Sam, just briefly, because I deal with the reality and I deal with what happens. First of all, I want to congratulate you and thank you for being a supporter of our show. But secondly, and most importantly, I want to compliment you on all that you do for soccer. I mean, the atmosphere at Blue Cross Arena, your promotion, the whole atmosphere. And, of course, there's some beautiful ladies that that are there to entertain the people and throw, T-shirts away. How do you do all that?
Well, you know, Joe, I believe that, unfortunately, I love the game of soccer, but I think, a lot of people are there for the show and for the event, and we try to make it an event. And I love that part of it. We put a lot of time and effort into it as a group, as a team, and I think we get more compliments about the show than we do other things. So we're just going to continue to put on the show, and hopefully our players do their job on the field, and everything works out.
So, but the players do their thing in the field, but I see you running around. I see you the introduction. I see you leading people around on the field over there. Man, my compliment to you. I tell you, I don't know where you get your energy, but my compliment.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for your support and having our players on, having me on. Obviously, we really appreciate you guys have been loyal to soccer for many years, and we appreciate it.
It's no problem, Sam. And I also want to thank you for inviting us to the Salvatore's family dinner on last week. And congratulations on that great accolade about Salvatore's. I mean, it should also show you yourself and all the owners of Salvatore's, all the employees, what they put into their work in the pizza business, and it shows that you're getting recognized and your company recognized by the entire pizza world in the United States.
Well, thank you, man, Andrew. It's something I love doing. I mean, soccer is my passion, and pizza is my passion too. And it's kind of cool that I have two jobs that are your passion. I think you guys can relate to that, and it's important today.
I want to ask you a question. Are you making pizza? Did you used to make pizza?
When we open a new store, I do go and make pizzas. I do train people. I kind of like that part, but I really can't handle Friday night anymore. Between the couple tunnel and the wrists and the bad ankles and the bad hips, I still make an occasional pizza.
Well, Sam, we appreciate you coming on, and please drive carefully, okay? Don't rush it. If you get to see three quarters of the match, I'm sure that will be fine. So we'll see you tomorrow night at the Blue Cross Arena for the Lancers in Milwaukee.
Get a hotel room. Don't come back to this bed.
Thank you again for all your support.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Soccer Sam here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, tomorrow night it's the Lancers and Milwaukee Wave at the Blue Cross Arena. We're going to be joined in just a moment by the head coach of the Lancers, Jim Hesch, as soon as our crack engineer, Bob D'Angelo, gets him on the air. I didn't catch that, Bob. We're going to go to a break right now, actually. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jim Hesch, and then we'll have Michael Lewis on to talk about United States soccer in 2012 and what's coming up in 2013. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our year-end special, going until 9 o'clock tonight on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But
What about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to 3 kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our special year-end edition. This is Andrew Battisti with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Hopefully we'll be hearing from Sam Monjovi. He'll be popping in the door any moment now to join us for the rest of the show. We're on until 9 o'clock this evening. And joining us right now, taking a little time away from the Lancers practice, is the coach of the Rochester Lancers, Jim Hesch. Jim's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., it's the defending champion Milwaukee Wave coming to town. Call 872-KICK to get your tickets. Jim, how you doing?
Doing well. A little snowy. I drive in, but I'm hanging in there right now.
Are you home, Jim, or are you practicing?
We're at practice. We decided to get the guys in late today so they could go home for Christmas and spend the morning traveling back to Rochester. So they give me a little extra time with their families.
Well, that's very nice of you. But you got to let them go home early now because the weather is bad. So
yeah, it was pretty tough getting in, but I got a four-wheel drive truck, so I'm fine. It's just all these other drivers out there that need to go 20 miles an hour. But, we're at practice right now, and hopefully we'll be ready for tomorrow.
What do you guys expect from Milwaukee tomorrow? Right now they're losing 3-2 to Syracuse early, or actually about three-quarters of the way through the first quarter. So, obviously, Syracuse, we'll give them a tough game tonight, and I'm sure actually you're hoping for that, so Milwaukee will come in a little tired for the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I hope it's quite a battle tonight, maybe even going to overtime for a bit, tire them out, and we'll have the fresh legs. But they're experienced. They got a lot of indoor vets that know how to prepare themselves for back-to-back games, so still going to expect a lot out of them. So we're going to prepare for any Milwaukee team that's fresh. So we're hoping that we can be prepared for what they're going to throw at us.
James, so far everything's been going good. Are you satisfied with the performance of all your players? And Mauricio Salas, for some reason, is not scoring as many goals as it was expected, at least from my side. What do you think?
I'm happy with the results. Happy with the performances. If we can get a little bit more experience under us, have the young guys picking up some of the little things you need to do to be successful in this game, I think we're gonna make a run for the playoffs and hopefully do well in the playoffs. But Mauricio doing his thing, Dougie doing his thing was expected, and we're just looking for some of these new guys to step up and contribute in some way.
Well, Syracuse up 5-2 now, just got a power play goal. So, Jeff, after Milwaukee, you've got three in a row against Baltimore. Some very strange scheduling by the MISL, but I know that Baltimore is a team you guys really want to get beat. I know you're looking at Milwaukee tonight or tomorrow night, but Baltimore three in a row, that's going to be a big test for the team.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure who agreed or who tried to set that up, but any game is a game we want to win. So hopefully by playing them back to back to back, we can pick up some of the things we need to do to beat them, and hopefully we can come out top on the majority of those three games.
Well, Jim, we really appreciate you coming on, taking a little time away from the practice, and we'll be looking forward to the match tomorrow night against Milwaukee. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye, Jim. Jim Hesch, coach of the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, 7 p.m., Milwaukee Wave. Snow should be done by then. The roads will be plowed, and the Lancers are getting really – Joe, they really need this win after losing to Syracuse. Syracuse is going to have the tiebreaker, especially if they beat Milwaukee tonight. The Lancers really need to top them and beat Milwaukee themselves.
What was your view of the last, the Syracuse game?
Well, there was a tough – stretch there at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter, where the Lancers didn't score, and then that shootout goal shootout attempt that Doug Miller did not finish against the Syracuse keeper O'Quinn. That was if they'd scored that, it could have been a very different game.
I thought the Syracuse goalie played extremely well.
He made 10 saves in the fourth quarter.
He was superb in goal, and got to give him a lot of credit, because if it wasn't for him, I think that we would have won. Secondly, I thought that the defense was a little bit, our defense was a little bit not at the normal pace. They allowed a lot of things to go on in the goalie area over there. And, that's how I saw the game. And besides that, they don't take many shots on, many shots from... Well, they tried to do the little pass in here and there and just not finish.
There's some brilliant goals though from the Lancers. Enrique
with a scissor kick, world class.
And Salas scoring that incredible 3-point goal with just under 2 minutes to go. Yeah. Lancers really could have won that game very easily, but we'll be seeing them again tomorrow night against the Milwaukee Wave. But let's put Inter Soccer aside right now and talk about United States Soccer. Joining us right now from the Big Apple, our good friend Michael Lewis with the U.S. Soccer Report, brought to you this week by Salins Premium Meat Quality Products since 1869. Michael, how you doing tonight?
Very good, Andrew. How are you doing? Hey, Joe, how are you?
Yeah, we're doing good, except that we got a lot of snow over here. And it's very, very cold, and it's coming your way. So don't get too comfortable, because it's coming to New York.
Well, so far we're pretty fortunate down here. We live on the east side of the storm. We've only been getting mostly rain. But after living in Rochester for 10.5 years, I have a lot of respect for the snow.
that's for sure. We're going to get a whole lot of it over the next 24 hours. As much of the Northeast is going to be as well. So anybody listening in the Northeast, please be careful driving. Stay home and stay
and listen to our show.
But Michael, I'll tell you what. We want to talk about this year in soccer, and there's just so much to talk about, really, with the Olympic Games and MLS, David Beckham leaving MLS and is playing his final match. And, of course, the men's national team had a big year, too, winning matches in Italy and in Mexico, which is a tremendous accomplishment. So what were some of your highlights from the past year in soccer?
Oh, they have more than 5 or 10 minutes. Obviously,
we do.
The U.S. women winning their third consecutive Olympic gold medal, which is unheard of. Which I thought was one of the best, maybe the best women's game I had ever seen, was in the semifinals between the U.S. and Canada, where Canada took a lead three times. The U.S. came back before winning on Alex Morgan's late goal in stoppage time. It had so much in it. I didn't need to talk to the participants afterwards to write a real interesting story. That's how dramatic and entertaining that game was. Saying that, we needed to talk to them afterwards to get their reaction and some analysis from their part as well, too. But that was definitely the highlight of the year for me. Low light would have to be an Olympic qualifier where the U.S. gave up a late goal to El Salvador on home soil in the opening round that eliminated them from the qualifying competition. They couldn't even get to the final four. So you go from one extreme to the other. Women's Olympics, solid gold for the third consecutive time. U.S. men, woefully underachieving on their own soil.
It certainly was, and it was a very interesting year, but I think that 2013 is going to be even better. But I want to go to Joe, because Joe is chomping at the bit to talk about his highlights of 2012 from a national perspective.
Well, certainly from a national perspective, I concur with Mike, because the Olympic Games, they were unbelievable. The game between the United States and Canada, Christina Sinclair, she was amazing. I mean, scoring four goals and going and having the game on hand and in the bag and then end up losing it. And her frustration, her comments, certainly they didn't work very well on her behalf. But it shows character. It shows the willingness to win. And, you know, and as far as the national team, I really was disappointed because Klinsmann, brought the team up to a certain extent, but for some reason they're still lacking the power of scoring. They don't have the classy forward that can finish the game and put the game away. That's basically the way I, those are my comments about United States soccer. But on the positive side, I said that, I have to say that United States soccer is really stepping up right now for 2013. There's a lot of good things that are going to happen. A lot of new players are coming up through the ranks that Klinsmann's looking at. So that's basically where I am.
Well, Mike, I think the U.S. did very well in the qualifying group that they were in with Guatemala, Jamaica, and Antigua. They had some hiccups, but they finished top of the group. They won the games they needed to win to get through. They beat Guatemala 3-1 after, I believe they went down a goal in that match, if I remember right. But they came back and won 3-1, topped the group, and they will be in the hexagonal. And boy, is that's going to be, I think, one of the best qualifying hexagonals in any confederation with teams, with Mexico, U.S., Costa Rica, Panama, Jamaica. And the last team escapes me, unfortunately.
But Mike,
thank you, Honduras. Thank you.
From your perspective, Mike, what's United States
right.
Like?
First of all, of those six teams, three will get automatic bids to the World Cup. The fourth place team will play the champion from Oceania, which people expect, obviously, to be New Zealand, given the history from Oceania. Mexico, I'm not going to say they're going to win every game, but they are the class of CONCACAF, no doubt about it. After that, I think you've got the United States and then Panama as two and three. And then you've got Jamaica and Honduras battling for that fourth spot. Right now, I don't think Costa Rica is as strong as those other five teams. So they might be, quote-unquote, that weak team. We'll see what happens. But if things go according to plan, this CONCACAF hexagonal for 2013 can go very, very late and deep into the qualifying round, maybe into the 8th, 9th, or even 10th game for teams outside of Mexico. I don't see Mexico winning every game, but the depth that they have, the quality that they have, the talent that's coming up, I've seen some of it at the under 17, under 20, and under 23 / Olympic team level. It's they could be ruling the CONCACAF roost for the next 5 to 10 years. So,
Mike,
it will be a fun time. And when I mean a fun time, there's going to be a lot of finger biting, finger pointing, and a lot of talking, I think, about World Cup qualifying in 2013, not just from the U.S. end, but from all 16.
It's going to be very exciting. And I guess, Michael, I see two things with what you're talking about. About number one, Panama. Panama has never qualified for the World Cup. So obviously they really want this for a very small country. This would be an incredible accomplishment. But I think really the key to this tournament is going to be the home matches, because I think every one of these teams. And I would even throw the U.S. in there, because even though the U.S. will get certainly have a lot of teams or fans rooting against them in the home matches, every one of these teams is very, very hard to beat at home. And I think any team that can protect their home turf and maybe steal a point or a win on the road, that could be the key to this whole tournament, because anybody who drops points at home, I think, is going to be in trouble.
You know, it's funny. CONCACAF, well, any sort of World Cup qualifying, but from CONCACAF, I think even more so. You know, yes, when you win or tie on the road, not only are you accruing points, you're denying that other team points, and that's devastating, because teams should be able to win, I would say, at least 80% of their games at home, or they're not worth going to the World Cup. Simple as that. And the U.S. has not lost, I hope I'm not putting any jinx on them, but they have not lost a game at the World Cup qualifying level since September 2001, which is a long, long time. I mean, sooner or later it's going to happen. But if you could win at home, and yes, there are going to be some ties here or there, but if you're going to win consistently and have a few ties and pull off a win or two here and a tie or two there on the road, you should be in position to move on. It's funny you mentioned with Panama, even though they've never reached the World Cup, they have a gifted team. I've gotten a chance to see them play the last couple of years a few times. They're a team to be reckoned with. They beat the United States at home during the 2011 CONCACAF Gold Cup 2-1 in Tampa. They've got some, like I said, some gifted players. In Blas Perez, who's played for FC Dallas, Gabriel Gomez, who's played for Philadelphia Union, Luis De Gea, who has played for for Panamanian side. Those are just three players, maybe the linchpins of that team. And they're a grinded-out team. They've got skill and talent, but they'll do anything they have to win. And they're going to make life difficult for any team, particularly the U.S. And the fact that they beat the U.S. again on American soil has to give them confidence. Their coach, Julio Cesar Valdez, is the type of coach who I think is going to keep the team from being cocky or overconfident. But since you mentioned Panama, I just wanted to give the listeners an idea of the quality of that side.
Mike, based upon what you're just saying about the players and you're following the under-17, the under-20, what do you see in the American soccer, you know, that are players that they can fill the void or can provide what is needed, you know, for the World Cup team?
Boy, that's a loaded question. I'll tell you what I don't see, unfortunately. 2012 could be a transition year for Landon Donovan. You know, we've all heard about him, whether or not he's going to retire, if he's going to continue to play at the international level. We don't have a player. The United States does not have a player anywhere near him coming up who can do what he can do. Is he one of the best players in the world? No. But is he the best player the U.S. has ever produced? Yes. And what I mean by best player, you know, superb skills, very good passing, excellent vision on the field. He could finish when possible. We don't have a player like that who can take command of the game on a regular basis. You know, Clint Dempsey, very good player, but a different type of player from Landon Donovan. Michael Bradley, again, one of the best American players. He can do a lot, but still not a Landon Donovan. We have, you know, someone like a Joe Corona who's coming up, who's looking very promising. He could bring something to the table, but finding someone, that special player of a Landon Donovan caliber, is very, very difficult. Maybe one of these younger players will develop into an international standout, but we just haven't seen it yet. And Donovan might be one of these players that comes along once in a decade.
Mike, I got to tell you, it looks like it's Freddie Adu is going to be making a big comeback with the national team.
Sam Bonjovi just joined us here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass after coming in from these terrible road conditions. But I agree with you. I think that the U.S., a player of that caliber, not only that, but he's a leader. He's a team captain, and he's, you know, he's the spark plug. He's the emotional leader of this team. We'll just have to see what happens. But one of the things, I'm looking at the schedule here for the Hexagonal. The one thing that U.S. did not get this year is a home match in February, which in the past couple of qualifiers, we've gotten Mexico in that spot, and we have been able to beat them in Columbus in
for the cold
weather. But this time we have to go to Honduras on the first qualifying match, which is February 6th. The first home match will be the 22nd of March against Costa Rica, and by then it should be
warm.
Maybe they better play the match in Denver.
Lukewarm.
I don't know where they're going to. These matches are to be determined, but it's going to be interesting. U.S. does not play Mexico at home until September, and that could get to be very interesting. And the U.S. must finish on the road at Panama. And I just hope, Mike, that the U.S. does not have to gain points in that last match to get into the qualifying for the World Cup, because that would be a very hard match.
I know the schedule does not favor the U.S. because, as you could tell, the three out of the first four games for the U.S. is on the road. The schedule is very middle heavy with home games, and that's where the U.S. is going to have to accumulate points. So if the U.S. starts out with a loss or a tie or goes 1-1-1 in its first three games, or people might start panicking, and they have to remember this is a 10-game season. It's not just three or four games. And I've seen teams near the bottom of the standings early on because of tough opponents, playing too many games on the road, pick up steam as they move on. Like I said, yes, it's a tough start, and like you mentioned, it's being on the road against anyone is not fun at all. You know, the Mexico thing, it's gotten to a point now with Mexico, as I was saying before, the class of the Confederation. Even if the United States played Mexico in Columbus in February or in an icebox anywhere in the United States, it might be a difficult proposition. This Mexican team, I think one thing I should say besides the talent is the fact that they're mentally tough. Their coach, Jose Manuel de la Torre, has a different mentality than any other Mexican coach that I've encountered. And these Mexican players, I think, are not cocky, they know how good they are, and I think there are a new breed of Mexican players out there. And I think they've learned how to grind out victories. They've learned that you don't necessarily have to be playing beautiful soccer to get things done. So what I'm getting at is, it's tough not playing Mexico in a cold weather environment, but I think they're going to be difficult no matter where the United States plays them.
Mike, how much of the Mexican team is going to be comprised of the Mexico team that beat Brazil in the Olympic final? Because I think a lot of people were impressed how they held their composure against all the Brazilian individual stars.
Well, they're going to have a number of players who were overage players on that under-23 team at the London Olympics, including Giovanni Dos Santos, and also Aribe Peralta, who scored two goals in the gold medal match. And they'll probably pick up four or five players as understudies early on, and depending on how they progress, we'll see how far, you know, how far they get into the starting lineup. The thing with De La Torre is that I don't think he looks at, oh, well, you played 10 years on the national team, you deserve to continue playing. I think this new mentality is you've got to earn your way on that team.
So Mike, I already wrote a letter to the Mexican Federation of Soccer begging them to have Rafa Marquez start for the Mexican national team.
A lot of American soccer fans would love to see that happen. It's yeah, please don't get me going about Mr. Marquez. I've written enough poison pen stories about him already this year. But there's someone who his time might have come with, you know, has passed him with the national team. His play for his domestic league, Major League Soccer, was below average. He had too many injuries.
Oh, my God, it was terrible. I mean, if it wasn't so bad, I would have think it was done on purpose, especially that last game with New York with punching the guy. It's almost like, I mean, I don't know. Do you think it wasn't intentional, or was he just like,
lost his head,
or...
Boy, if it's intentional, you should know better, being a 10-year veteran who's played for FC Barcelona. Regardless, he's guilty of being stupid. I mean, that play, some of the fouls and yellow cards and red cards he accrued over the last year and a half with the Red Bulls, quite questionable in terms of not that whether or not they were yellow or red cards, but using your brain. And again, someone who's 33 years old, who's been around the block, even if you're losing it and you don't have your fastball, so to speak, borrowing a saying from another sport, you know, use your head. Don't let your frustrations get in the way of your team.
And, well, the Red Bulls can't do any worse than Rafa. I know they signed a 38-year-old Brazilian, and they said he's been
Juninho.
Which is it? The Juninho that scored the free kick against Italy in the 82 World Cup?
No, 82 World Cup. No, we're not talking about Roger Mila here. So, anyway, Michael, we got to run, but we really appreciate you being a part of our show for the end of this year. We're looking forward to having you on all next year, and certainly a lot of news with the national team and the World Cup qualifying. It's going to be a great year, so we look forward to having you on to talk all about it.
Gentlemen, I really appreciate being on. I have a lot of fun. I wish all of you a very happy and prosperous new year, and I know we'll be talking, I guess we'll be talking maybe before the new year.
We're coming down to see the Cosmos Red Bulls exhibition game in March, Mike. Yeah. We'll see you there.
Yeah. Actually, okay. Mike, next week is a taped show, so our next live show will be January 7th. So.
Okay, great.
Thanks again, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back on our year-end special, again, going to 9 o'clock tonight, we'll be joined by Rhinos head coach Jesse Myers and the voice of the Rochester Rhinos and Rochester Lancers, Sam Bonjovi's good friend, Joe Giuliano, here on our special year-end edition of Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com. Part of it,
New York, New York. Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Our longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi joining us now, and Joe Red Card Siriani. And appropriate song, Skating by Vince Gilardi from the Charlie Brown Christmas. And a lot of people will certainly be skating in the next few days with this winter storm that's happening right here in town and all over the Northeast. So we're glad it's indoor soccer season. And the Lancers again in action tomorrow night, 7 p.m. against the Milwaukee Wave. If you can't make the match, if you're stuck in the snow, you can watch it on USL Live or MISL Live or whatever it's, USL Soccer Nation, whatever it's called. We'll get the right information for our next guest. He is the voice of the Rochester Lancers and the voice of the Rochester Rhinos and an original member of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family going back way back to the early...
20 years ago.
About 20 years ago.
And the Flash.
Well, that's right. And the Flash, too. Can't forget the Flash. Every once in a while when they have...
This Flash, not the first Flash.
Ah. Which Flash are you talking about? Anyway, we're joined by Joe Giuliano. Joe, how you doing tonight?
Wow, there's a lot of voices in my head.
What do you have to drink today?
No, I guess voice of this, voice of that, but everything but the voice of reason.
Joe, do you remember the first Flash in 85?
Yeah, actually I had three cousins who played for the team.
Who's the small forward from Russia?
Misha Lashov.
Lashov, that's it.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. I was the statistician for the Rochester Flash.
What a memory.
Yeah, he used to yell at Joe.
I was 12 years old. He used to scream at me. Guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And so, Joe, you got a busy time coming up. You got the Lancers playing Thursday and then New Year's Day, and then you're off to Baltimore for a pair of matches. At least you don't have to travel from one city to the other. You have to stay over in Baltimore for a couple of nights.
Yeah, it's not going to be too bad. As you guys know, I'm also a teacher, so thank God there's no road trips over this vacation or this break, so I get to spend time at home with the family and then, you know, a couple nights, get away and work a couple Lancer games, and there's going to be some great games coming up. Tomorrow night against Milwaukee, a good promotion as well. Iron Man is going to be there, so a lot of kids will be excited about that. And then on the 1st against Baltimore,
You've got the superstars coming to the Blue Cross Arena. So you've got great promotions, and you've got two of the best teams in the MISL coming over Christmas break. And I hope the crowds start to swell at the arena. Yeah,
the superstars on the New Year's Eve game, which is at 4 o'clock against Baltimore, top team in the league, they're a great promotion. All you kids, all the kids out there, they're big, basically big animals that represent all the different top-level sports players from the past and the present. And there is one soccer player, Mia Hamster.
Mia Hamster.
I don't know if she'll be here because there's about three or four cities they're going to be in on New Year's Day, but they draw big crowds. They've played at the Major League Baseball and hockey, basketball. So we're very happy to have them here. It's a great time for the kids. Again, kids under 12, up to three of them are free with paying adults. So bring the kids out on New Year's Day. What else you got to do on New Year's Day? Who cares about the Rose Bowl? I mean, the only game that matters is Notre Dame against Alabama anyway. So come to the game. We'll see the best teams in the MISL, Baltimore, Rochester, on the first. That good promo, Joe?
Thank you very much. Soccer Sam will be very proud of you.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Well, Joe, I just got one question.
Who's better, Maradona or Messi?
We're not going to talk about that because I already know the answer.
Pelé.
I didn't say Pelé. I said Messi and Maradona.
Well, we don't count the other two. Joe, covering the sports franchise in Rochester, I mean, tell us your view a little bit. I mean, you were just a good friend the same, watching the game, and all of a sudden, you know, you become a sports figure.
He's a celebrity.
You're a celebrity. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Well,
he told me to say that.
Before even Soccer Sam, as Andrew mentioned at the intro, you know, Charlie gave me my first shot on Soccer's A Kick in the Grass when it used to be on Sunday afternoons at another station. It was Charlie and Wayne Fuller and Joe. And Charlie gave me a shot, and then Soccer Sam gave me another opportunity, which kind of included some stuff with the Rhinos and some more TV work. So I thought, you know, it'll be a little more exposure, and I went with it. And Soccer Sam and Charlie, I really am thankful to both of those guys for even having the faith and the courage in me to give me a chance. And, you know, since then, as time goes on, hopefully I've gotten better and people enjoy what I do, but those two guys, I'm grateful to them. They just gave me a great shot, and you know, without those two guys' support, I probably wouldn't be here doing what I do now.
How about Joe Sirianni?
Of course, Joe. Joe was the one who let me in the door. Charlie wouldn't let me in. Joe said, "No, you come in and help us."
Joe, you know, you didn't answer. Which is the best memory for 2012 that you can tell us?
For 2012.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go right now. Western New York Flash, the championship game. I did the game with your nephew Sammy there, and they were playing against Chicago. And you know, before the game, Sam and I tried to talk to the coach from Chicago. And Sam, you remember this?
Nice guy. He's a nice guy.
He was very so hockey. Cold and one of the toughest guys out of anyone I've dealt
very
with,
disgusting.
Men, women, indoor soccer, to get any information from. And he really pretty much just gave us a cold shoulder. I was like, wow. If this is how he's going to treat us, you know what? I'm going to pull for the Western New York Flash three times as hard. Yeah. And then when Tony Pressley scored the overtime goal, I think your nephew had to hold me back in my seat because I was screaming like a lunatic.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know. It was one that really sticks out and I remember.
Your coverage at the end of the game, that's actually on YouTube. Did you know there's a YouTube clip of you calling
the women's game?
Goal?
I know. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's got like 2,000 hits.
That was an amazing match. It was literally the last kick of the game, and Pressley scored from like 30 yards out.
Fantastic.
It was an amazing goal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the match went to penalties, and when McCall missed, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But the Flash came back. Brittany Cameron had made a couple of big saves, and the Flash won their third straight title. Now looking for their unprecedented fourth. I don't think there's ever been a team in pro sports in any country that has won four titles in four different leagues in four consecutive seasons.
Are they going to do it again this year, Andrew?
That depends on what players they have, and we have no idea what players they're going to have.
Well,
so.
They said that, you know, we
Mia Hamster. Mia Hamster's
no, we had Aaron before, and they said that they're comprising a great team, and I think that is going to be a very, very good team.
I bet, I bet you Sinclair comes to our team here.
Yeah, you were saying that. I think she'll probably come back.
I hope so.
And
I
Aaron Lyons, too, is the head coach. He's had, he knows what girls like Marta, you don't really, they're like a Maradona. You just go play, do your thing. He knows how to manage and control his players and what they need from him, what they don't need from him. We also got to, you know, throw him in and say what a great job he's done as well.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. One last thing, Joe. This coming year, the Rhinos are going to be playing in the USL Pro again with two new teams, Tampa Flames and the Phoenix Wolves, who are playing at Arizona State University, I believe. So are you going to have, like, your personal air conditioning unit when you guys play at Arizona in about 115-degree heat?
You know, I'm used to the heat. I go to Florida in the summertime, and I've covered games down. That's not bad. It's all state of mind. But
I think they do it from a pool. There's a pool, like in the press room. You can, like,
I would hope
the
so.
Pool.
But I think it's great. And then the possible merger with the the MLS and USL Pro teams, that's pretty exciting news as well.
We're going to talk to Pat about that when we have him on in the 8 o'clock hour, because we were at the station was quoted in the Sporting News.
I saw that. That's right. Congratulations,
they mentioned
by the way.
Our show. But I put a little note at the bottom that said, if you want to hear the interview, come to our show site and listen to it. So we made the national news. How about that?
That's wonderful. You guys do a great job. I mean, you're total soccer, without a doubt.
Well, let me tell you one thing. In closing, I want to wish you and your family, but especially your father, a happy new year, because your father is a true soccer fan. He understands the game very, very well.
Oh, and I'm glad you said that. You know why? Because who does Giorgio Giuliano think is the best player ever?
I'm going to give you a hint.
Since you respect him so much.
He wears
and you
number
trust
10.
His judgment.
He's Argentinian.
He told me Pelé.
No.
And he played for Napoli.
Pelé.
Actually, it was David Beckham, wasn't it?
Yeah, not even close, guys.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for being on, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow night at the Lancers-Milwaukee match.
All right, I'll get back to the voices in my head. Thanks, guys.
I'm going to come over and get some pizza tomorrow.
Anytime.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
Ciao. Happy New Year.
Ciao. Happy New Year.
Joe Giuliano here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the press officer for the U.S. Women's National Team, Aaron Heifetz, along with Charlie Schiano, the host emeritus of this show, and Pat Erkely, the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Score!
score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
The Christmas spirit grows with each new day.
Welcome back to our special year-end edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, going until 9 p.m. tonight. Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and Joe Sirianni here. And we're very happy to be joined right now by a gentleman who has done so much for this show, given us so many great interviews with members of our U.S. Women's National Team, and given us all the information we could ever hope to have. And very happy to have on with us the press officer for the U.S. Women's National Team, Aaron Heifetz. Aaron's appearance brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo. Give him a call at 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Aaron, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Doing good. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holiday to you, Aaron, and thank you very much for being on Soccer Kick in the Grass and all the help that you have provided for many, many years to us and your kindness. So thank you.
You guys are welcome.
Well, Aaron, I tell you, what a year it's been in women's soccer. I mean, it could start from the very beginning with a 14-0 victory by the women in their first Olympic qualifying match, all the way through to the end of the victory tour and everything in between. It's been a banner year for women's soccer in so many ways. And I guess from your perspective, what were some of the highlights for you as covering this team and supporting them and all the people who follow the women's soccer, all the press that are covering women's soccer? What are some of the things that you're going to take away from this year?
Well, I think the first thing you'd say is that, you know, when you work in soccer or any sport, really, in high-level sports, you know, it's so difficult to win a championship, never mind a world championship. And to be able to do that, you know, to accomplish what the team accomplished this year, you know, to play 32 matches and only lose one, I mean, you really, really have to appreciate that now that we all can sort of step back and take a breath about, you know, how amazing a year it was. Because, you know, it's not a given. I mean, as good as this team is and has been, as you can see in the past, nothing's a given. So it's something really to appreciate. And, you know, when you think back to the moments, you know, there was a lot of great moments, but, you know, the ones that are most memorable, of course, came at the Olympics and, you know, playing in some of those tremendous stadiums and, you know, some of the really, really dramatic games that sort of endear the team to in the United States and around the world even more.
Aaron, you know, one of the questions that I want to ask you, because I think we had you on the radio once before and I asked you the same question, but you know, your job is really a job that it's envied by many people, because you deal with the best players in the whole world, you know, some in the whole world. And then you travel with them, with the women. And sometimes women, they say that they're difficult to deal with. Now, judged by your character, you must be a very nice guy, that, you know, with a lot of patience. And tell us a little bit about your experience in dealing in those kind of things.
Well, I mean, you know, you're dealing with a tremendous group of athletes that are probably different than a lot of world-class teams, in that, you know, they appreciate how important it is to spread the game around the country and around the world, and how they're ambassadors, and that's, you know, a big part of their job, not only to win games, but also to, you know, show how great, you know, let people learn about them, about their personalities, grow the game. You know, we know that as much as the team's accomplished and as U.S. soccer has accomplished, we're still not nearly done. You know, women's soccer in many parts of the world is still, you know, looked down upon. These players understand that, and they want to be ambassadors. So it's not a difficult job to work with players that have those sort of attitudes. and know how important that part of their job is. So it's been great, you know, to travel around the world. I would say that those who say that I have one of the best jobs in the world should be ready to be on the road for 286 days this year. But I enjoyed every one of them, so I really have no complaints.
Well, you know, the latest announcement is made, the U.S. soccer, you know, get behind women's soccer. Tell us about, you know, how the player involved, how they view this this support.
Is for the U.S. Federation?
Yes.
Well, you know, U.S. soccer, and we're all very, very fortunate, has been at the forefront of the women's game for many years. And, you know, the players, they appreciate that. They understand that. You know, we go to these other countries where, or play these other teams where the support, you know, given to their women's national team isn't nearly what these players get. So everyone feels very fortunate. And you know, and like I just said, you know, because of the support the team gets, you know, financially and resources, getting most of our matches on television, you know, so even more, you know, feel more responsibility for growing the game. And, you know, sitting here, you know, having played 32 matches this year, which I don't know for sure, but it's got to be one of the, you know, I sincerely doubt any country has played more matches than that this year. Got something to be thankful of, you know, because that's how you get better. That's how you grow the sport. That's how you create stars. And that's how you set records, which a couple of our players did this year.
We're with Aaron Heifetz, the press officer for the U.S. Women's National Team. And, Aaron, this year, two of the three women nominated for FIFA Player of the Year are from our great country, Alex Morgan and Abby Wambach. But I want you to talk about that. But I also mentioned the AP Female Athlete of the Year, which was won by Olympian Gabby Douglas, the gymnast. Abby did not get a single vote, and Alex Morgan got one write-in vote. The only player who actually got votes on the ballot was Carly Lloyd. And of course, she had a great Olympics as well, scoring both goals in the final and doing a tremendous job scoring that game winner against France in the first match. But were you surprised that there wasn't more support for Alex and Abby in that Female Athlete of the Year AP nomination process?
Well, I'm a little surprised, but you know, once again, and as Abby or Alex will tell you, or Carly, you know, this is about the team, and, you know, the team accomplished all the goals this year, and that was the most important thing, because, like I said, they were not easy goals. And to go through the Olympics and win all six games and play in Wembley and a sold-out crowd and to win the gold medal against Japan, that's all you really need. You don't need anything else. I'm really excited for Alex and for Abby to get to go to Zurich and I don't, you know, I don't want to go out on a limb here, but I think one of them should probably win the award. And that would be awesome for U.S. soccer and for them to have a FIFA Player of the Year. You know, Mia Hamm won it the first 2 years, and we probably should have won it a couple times since then. But to have one of those two players probably, you know, taking home that award is awesome for everybody.
It's going to be interesting to see who wins that. And, of course, Marta is the third player. We mentioned before on our show that all three of those players have ties to Rochester, with Abby, of course, from here, and Alex and Marta playing for the Western New York Flash. So, speaking of the Flash, NWSL starts in 2013. I know you guys are a big part of that at U.S. Soccer. Tell us about what you're going to expect to see from this brand-new league.
You know, I really don't know what we expect to see. I know that it'll be a good level of soccer. I think it'll be entertaining for the fans. I think, you know, the United States has a great pool of players outside of that top 20, 25 national team players that will populate this team and make it an entertaining league. I think the most important thing that people need to remember about the league is that, you know, all decisions about the league need to be made with an eye towards sustainability. That's the most important thing. That is, you know, one thing that these two previous leagues just didn't have was, you know, decisions made primarily to make this league last. And that's, you know, one of the big ways U.S. soccer is going to help this league is to make decisions based on keeping this thing around. And, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done. We hired Cheryl Bailey, who's a former national team general manager, to be the executive director. She's awesome. She has tons of experience. And so step by step, we're going to build this thing from the bottom up. and not the top down, which in a way, a couple, you know, the two previous leagues were a little bit inverted in how they should be developed. So I'm excited to see what comes over the next couple months. I know a bunch of the players are excited, and it seems like the clubs are great. The owners are great. The markets are great. The fans certainly are excited. So I'm looking forward to good things this next year and then beyond.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing it back here in Rochester. Of course, we're by far the smallest market in the league, but I don't think you're going to find any more passionate soccer fans anywhere in the U.S. than right here in upstate New York. And, you know, you've seen it with the crowds for the Flash drawing 15,000 plus for the match against Magic Jack after the World Cup, and, of course, the big crowd we had for the first match in the Victory Tour. So, Aaron, we look forward to seeing you back here in Rochester at some point for hopefully some of the NWSL matches. And again, thank you so much for being a part of our show and helping us out with getting these great women players on our team, on our show, and look forward to talking to you again in the new year.
Thank you guys. You guys do a great job all year long and for many years, and it's guys like you that keep the sport growing, not me. You guys get the word out, and we really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to a great 2013.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. Have a good Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Bye-bye. Aaron Heifetz here on Soccer's Kick in the Grass. Again, we look forward to the start of the NWSL in 2013 right here in Rochester at Salem Stadium. And we're now happy to be joined by the gentleman without whom this show would not exist, because he's the one who started it back in 1994, the former owner of the NASL Rochester Lancers, a true visionary in the sport of soccer, and not only that, also in radio as well. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Charlie Schiano. Charlie's appearance is brought to you by New Way Auto Parts, 6 locations in the Rochester area. Go to hanauto.com for more information. That's hahnauto.com. Charlie, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Well, we're doing very well. I'm doing very well, guys. It's a great time for you guys to be doing this show. It's kind of a futuristic show. It's kind of looking back, too, so it's kind of nifty what you're doing.
Well, Charlie, we had Joe Giuliano just a little while ago, and I don't know whether you listened to the show or not, but he thanked you because you gave him a good start on radio, and now look where he is.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, we got you started, too, didn't we?
I'm still doing it.
And the world's been a better place ever since.
Sorry, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Charlie, like Andrew said, you were the visionary. You went Bedinoff and all the other people. To give us your views a little bit, the soccer in Rochester. You know, we were almost ready to go to MLS, and then all of a sudden the bottom fell out. Tell us your views about that.
Well, my views are kind of mixed, because I thought that I understood that Lamar Hunt wanted to bring the Columbus Crew to Rochester, and there was talk of some type of partnership with the Rhinos, and that kind of fell through, and I think it was a mistake. I think a lot of us pushed for the new stadium, not where it's located, but for the stadium, with the thought that we were going to go MLS, and I think that we could have been a valuable addition to the MLS, as we were for the North American Soccer League. And, you know, and people may forget this, but the North American, there'll never be another North American Soccer League. That's for certain, because, you know, there just aren't enough Pelés and Georgie Best and Cruyff and Beckenbauers and Canadias and all the rest. But they were brought to you by the North American Soccer League. You recall, of course, that in 1969, when we were at the American Soccer League and I was president of the American Soccer League, we really had a great 2 years. And we brought in all these new teams into the American Soccer League, and that's when Lamar came to Rochester and asked us to join the North American Soccer League. And they knew that I had the Washington Darts in my back pocket, and whatever we did, they were down to 4 teams in the North American Soccer League, and when we came, they knew that Washington would come because of what we were doing. So we were always working in partnership with the Darts. They were a great organization. And they eventually became the Fort Lauderdale Strikers. But, you know, you look back in the history of the Lancers, and I guess I'm very proud. We had problems, but, you know, they had problems all over the league. But if you look at the history of the Lancers, in 1970, North American Soccer League champions. In 71, we won the International Cup. recall we brought four teams from outside of the continent from Europe to play, and we had a record of 3 wins and 1 tie, so we won the International Cup. In 1972, we went to CONCACAF. We're a CONCACAF finalist. We came in third place in Guatemala. First North American professional team to play in the CONCACAF. And then, you know, the two longest games in the history of soccer. I mean, just those games, there's so much history here and so many legends. And, you know, if I could just take a minute, 1967, when we first started out in the American Soccer League, we had to go to New York City to play the New York Inter. And, Joe, you must remember this. We had the bus trip. Dick Howard was the goalkeeper. And we got there, and Enzo Bagnozzi owned the New York Inter club. And we had to change in the cellar of a bar. Remember that, Joe?
Yes.
Had to put a ladder down. The boys had to climb down the ladder to change. I don't know if you remember that, Joe, but I do.
I do.
And the field was clay. And Billy Gibbons and I did the radio broadcast under a grape arbor. 10 years later, we're playing in the Meadowlands in New York City in front of 77,000 people in 1977 in the semifinal championship round. So, you know, in 10 years, I mean, there were 10 magical years. I mean, there were problems along the lines and delays. But to move from Eintracht Oval in 1967, and we couldn't find it with the bus, and finally in 77, it was easy finding the Meadowlands to play in front of 77,000. And Rich Funky broadcast the game on TV. So, you know, it's a lot of memories for me at the end of the year, Rich Funky retiring, Rich Funky who did the game against the Cosmos, and just tremendous memories of a history of professional soccer that I am just so proud of. And I guess, you know, I do remember Dick Howard was in goal in Eintracht Oval. By the way, we lost that game in against the Inter in the last minute, but it was a wonderful game.
Tell you about somebody with a memory about soccer, I tell you. I take second fiddle to Charlie every time. But yeah, we mentioned Rich Funky. Rich Funky, for all of you people outside of Rochester, has been part of the Rochester media for over 40 years, and he's just announced his retirement. And interesting enough, Charlie, I don't know if you saw it, the photo they posted, I believe it was WHEC posted, was of a young Rich Funky at the sports desk. The poster, the pendant in the background was the Rochester Lancers. It wasn't the Red Wings.
Oh,
it wasn't
God,
the
I'd love to see that.
It was the Rochester Lancers. And, you know, you talk about the players. We had some of the greatest players in the history of the game play right here in Rochester. And it's something that we'll never see that again. On the men's side, let me just say that, because the women's side, I think we are going to see the best players in women's soccer here for a long, long time. Thanks to the Salen family and the Western New York Flash. So maybe that's our next legacy is women's soccer.
Well, I hope so, because I think the Salen family are doing a great job, a fantastic job in keeping soccer going. And the women's game is a beautiful game to watch. They're so technically proficient, especially the Flash and the way they play and the players they brought here. It's really a delight to watch them. I mean, just thrilling. And I think that you got to give them a lot of credit, and I give the Salens a tremendous credit.
And one of the things I think a lot of people appreciate about them is their caliber of sportsmanship. You don't see any diving with the women. You don't see any embellishment. You don't see any, you know, poor sportsmanship. And I think to the American public, that's very attractive.
Oh, yeah, I think it is, too. And they're technically proficient. I mean, it's just fantastic. For a minute, I'd just like to dwell on some of the great people that you didn't see on the field, people like Clive Toy. And I had the privilege of being a very close friend of Clive, and I knew when we were in Italy, and I think it was in 74 or 75, Joe, and I had dinner with Clive and Pelé, and I was sworn to secrecy. That they said, Charlie, don't you dare tell anybody that we're searching for trying to get Pelé to sign. And I kept it a secret. I didn't even tell you, Joe.
And Charlie,
they had Pelé in tow when we were in Rome, training with the Lancers, had spring training in Rome, and had dinner with them, and I had to keep that a secret for almost a year. They had Pelé halfway signed. It was kind of a great secret for me to be able to hold a with envy.
And Charlie, but I know that you mentioned earlier this year the great Giorgio Canaglia passed away, and when you had you on, you said you knew Charlie or Giorgio from his days with Lazio, and you were one of the first people to see him come into the Cosmos offices, and that he was going to sign with the Cosmos, and of course his he was the greatest player in NASL history.
Well, I was in New York City, and I had some contract deals with Warner and Cosmos, and I'm getting ready to go on the elevator, and I've been meeting with the Warner people. They went on to another floor, and Giorgio gets off, and I had dinner. I knew Giorgio when he played for the national team in Italy, and I just looked. I said, Giorgio, what the hell are you doing here? He said, shut up, Charlie. And he hadn't cleared FIFA yet, and we were playing the Cosmos that night. I had planned to fly back on American, and then Giorgio and Steve Warner, who is Steve Ross, who was president of Warner, said, now, Charlie, fly up in our jet. So I flew up with the Warner people, and they had the limousines at the airport. They picked us up, and I walked into the stadium with Giorgio because he couldn't play that game, but he came up to see Rochester. And I heard all these fans going, that's Canaglia. No. Once they recognized him, the place went wild. But I don't know, that was a great moment because I didn't tell anybody that Giorgio was coming on the plane. I couldn't have warned the people. Said, Charlie, don't tell him. We'll just walk into the stadium. But everybody recognized it. It was kind of fun. It was kind of he sat right beneath the press box there, and we chatted. He was always a great friend and a good friend. And I told you guys before, he'd call me and say, look, we're going to put this player on waiver of the Cosmos. Charlie, grab him. He's really very good. And he'd do those things. He'd call me and he'd say, Charlie, it's George. And I'd say, George who? It's Giorgio. But that was him. He was just great, just tremendous memories, remembering some of these the relationships, Charlie. We had. Joe Robbie of the Miami Dolphins, just a super, just a great guy and a real sportsman. Lamar Hunt and... The list goes on and on. These were the owners and operators and swingers, the guy that made North American Soccer League go. And it was always a collaborative effort. And I was pretty proud of what we accomplished all those years. I mean, going out to play the San Jose Earthquakes and the crazy times we have out there with the earthquakes with 20,000 screaming fans that kill Lancers, you know, and... It was just unbelievable, totally unbelievable.
Crazy George.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, we have one of your great former players, Pat Erkley, on hold, so we're going to go to him. But thank you so much for all the memories.
Oh, great.
Thank you for starting the show.
You're doing a good job, and I'm proud of you. Proud of the history of keeping up. Good luck and Happy New Year, and I hope you all had a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and thanks for being on that show.
Take care. Be
on
well.
On your show.
That's right. Bye-bye, Charlie. Charlie Schiano here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Let's go now to the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos and former member of the Rochester Lancers, of course, member of the Lancers Wall of Fame, Pat Erkley. Pat's appearance brought to you by dental doctor David Olivo of Gates, 328-3382, or go to davidolivodds.com. Pat, how you doing? It's tough to follow Charlie, but I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
And remember, once a Lancer, always a Lancer.
That's it.
That's it.
It's quite a ways back, though. Some exciting
times.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Pat, first of all, thank you very much for being part, for allowing us to pick your brains. Because we are so much in need. I'm knowing what's going on for soccer in 2013.
Yeah.
So the floor is yours, or the mic is yours.
Well, Pat,
I got to watch
what
I say, because anything I say on your show seems to make national headlines.
That's good.
I want to talk about is that if you go to sportingnews.com, Sporting News, one of the longtime sports publications in the United States, there's an article called Growing Soccer in America, MLS-USL Partnership Needed to Cultivate Young U.S. Talent by Brian Strauss. And Pat is quoted in this article from the show we did on December 17th. Of course, they didn't mention the name of our show, but they didn't mention WYSL. So, Pat, I know that there's a lot of talk going on with the MLS and USL, and is there anything further you can tell us at this point about what may happen with the USL Pro and MLS and how that might be a partnership of some sort?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's status quo. I mean, nothing's really happened because of the holidays. But, you know, I know there's obviously talks in regards to what was said in that article. So it's promising. It's very promising. But I don't have anything more to say other than what I said last week, to be honest with you.
Well, we made national news. That's something, that's for sure. One thing that's interesting about this, they talked about some new possible new locations for USL Pro teams. They mentioned Eugene, Oregon, Boise, Idaho, and then possibly a return to Austin for the Aztecs. So you see that might be a possibility. We might be seeing a more expanded USL Pro, maybe with upwards of 16 or maybe that magic number of 19 teams to match MLS.
Well, I would say, you know, when you look at the landscape of soccer overseas and in regards to some teams that have supplied, secondary, third, even third division teams with players to help develop them, I mean, I think that's a natural progression. You'll find that a lot of European teams do that. They acquire the players and then they put them on lower division teams to give them the playing time and the experience. And then when they're ready, they bring them into the first team, or if they don't have a need for that particular player, then they sell them and they actually make money on them. So I think it's pretty much a similar situation here. I think it's just a question of time and when it happens and how it happens.
And remember, the one area of the United States that MLS is lacking right now, which they used to have, is the Southeast. So, you know, maybe partnering up with our USL teams down there might be a good segue to maybe in the future MLS getting, a foothold again in Florida. And NASL is probably going to fold, like you said, Andrew, pretty soon. So we're going to re-inherit Fort Lauderdale, Tampa Bay.
What are you saying, Sam? Are you actually agreeing with me?
Well, you know, the Islanders, they look shaky.
I don't.
With the Cosmos not starting in the spring and going in the fall, I don't know. There's only 7 teams. It's shaky.
Well, I'm sure.
I think it's going to be, time will tell. But obviously, there's got to be some difficulty if a team decides not to play in the spring season, and would rather play in the fall season. I think the spring season would probably suit them better.
Well, then I guess they're not ready yet. So that's some of the things we'll be looking for in 2013, Pat. But we're going to get there.
No, I understand. With the Cosmos, they want a little more time. But the Islanders, as an example, they've been in existence now for years. So, I mean, for them to take off the spring season, it's kind of surprising.
Pat, in promoting 2013 season, There's a lot of people that are in limbo to buy season tickets because, they're afraid of coming over there. What have you been able, or what will you be able to do to talk with the city and talk to the people in charge to perhaps reassure the people of the safety to come to the stadium, and so they can buy tickets, they can have their kids come to the game? Is there anything that you can say that you're planning to do for 2013 to make the perception that coming to the stadium is kind of dangerous? So what are you planning to do? This is very important because there's a lot of people that want to buy season tickets, but they're somewhat concerned.
Concerned in what sense?
The safety.
Oh, the setting in regards to security?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's. I mean, right now, based upon what we just saw over the last few weeks, I don't know if it's just a concern for us in the inner city. I mean, it's a concern all over. So, I mean, I think the city is basically invested in making sure that there's police officers down in our area throughout the course of our events. And that's something that they did this year. I mean, there was always a presence, and I think they'll continue to do that. So that's something that's positive in the sense that we haven't had that in the past, but they've chosen to increase the presence in that area during that time. And that was done this past season. So I think most people had some sort of a different sense down there. It wasn't as evident. I mean, they were there, but I wouldn't say that, you know, there were hundreds of them, but it was appropriate in a sense that they supplied, similar to Frontier, a presence in the parking areas and leading up to the stadium.
Well, Pat, but we certainly appreciate you coming back on the show again this week. And we have Jesse Myers coming up in just a second, so we'll talk some more Rhino soccer. But, again, thank you again for all you do for our show and all you do for soccer in this city. And we have Hoop and Karen and the family all have a very happy new year.
Thank you. And, I want to wish the best to everybody. And I know it's been difficult over the last several weeks with the different things that have happened throughout our world. You know, we certainly want to do our part in that and see what support we can lend to that. We've got some calls and some communication with Newtown in regards to possibly being involved with them in a charity game, and it's something that we're looking at, and we'll determine over the next few weeks how we can participate and do our part in regards to making something happen that's positive for all the communities involved.
Thanks, Pat. We really appreciate it. And then, because John Ball is from Newtown, so former Lancer and former Rhino. So,
yeah.
Again, Pat, thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a good one. Pat Erkley here on
Soccer
is a Kick in the Grass. And before we go to our break, we're going to bring quickly on the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Jesse Myers. Jesse's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Jesse, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody this holiday season?
It's a busy
show
tonight.
It's cold over here.
Freezing cold. But Jesse, I know that we were talking to Pat about the upcoming season. Now, what can you tell us about the players? Are we going to see a lot of the players back, or are we going to be seeing some new faces?
I think you'll see a combination of both right now. Most of our back line is back. We're working on bringing George back, and those talks are very positive. But there's nothing I can say until he's cleared and done all that with U.S. soccer and things like that. So I would say, though, that, you know, that's a familiar face that you'll see back, along with Troy and Bells, both back. Lucas Fernandez will be back also. Mancic is back, so plus our two goalkeepers from last year, Nish and Miller. So the back line will be very familiar. In the midfield, Rosie's back. Tim McManus and Danny Earls are all back. Kendall McFadden is back. So really, the thing that we really need to retool is our attack, which was not good enough last year. So that's something that we've had a lot of conversation about, and I do think that here in early January you'll hear of a couple new signings by the first week of January. So, you know, things are going slowly. I don't think we had as much work as we did last year when we only had a few players signed. So in saying that, you know, you'll see some new, some old, but you'll see a mixture.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing that, Jesse. Of course, Rhino season starts in probably about, 4 months or so, and we're looking forward to seeing all the matches here at Allen Stadium once again. We're going to see every team in the league this year. It's a balanced home-and-home schedule, so every team in USL Pro will be playing here in Rochester.
What's the format, Andrew, for the league this year? Same as last year?
Yeah, one table, home-and-home, every match. So it's 13 teams. We're playing 24 matches, one home, one away against every team. So we'll be seeing the Tampa Flames, the Phoenix Wolves, and all the other teams in the league coming to Rochester this year, which will be very exciting.
Yep.
So, Jesse, thanks for being with us.
Good balanced schedule for all.
Great. I like it that way. Jesse, we'll definitely have you on early in the new year to talk more about what's coming up with the Rhinos. Thanks so much for being on, and Happy New Year.
Great, guys. Happy New Year, and have a great holiday.
Happy New Year to you, Jesse.
Jesse Myers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the coach of the Rochester Rhinos. And Joe, I just got a call from Dick. He wants to get on. He's chomping at the bit. So we're going to take our final quick break, and we'll be bringing on Mr. Zero Dick Howard to close our show tonight, talk about international soccer, including what happened today over in England, controversy. There's no Italian soccer today, so we can talk about England.
What happened today?
Happened today is Sir Alex Ferguson accosted a referee once again, and Manchester United ended up winning.
He should get disqualified.
That's That's right. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Lancers have a big Christmas week match this Thursday, December 27th, against the two-time MISL champion Milwaukee Wave. Kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena is at 7 p.m. The Seabreezers will be playing in the atrium before and after the match, and the special guest on Thursday is Marvel Comics' Iron Man. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Go check out Tony and Michelle. Get all your gear for the new year. 248-2650 is the number to call. Or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Dick, thanks for being with us, and we'll save the best for last tonight.
You've had a great show, people. The past, the present, and the future. That's great.
I hope that you heard Charlie's segment where he did said that, you know, he was talking about you.
No, that's when I cover my ears, Joe, when Charlie's saying anything. You never know what to expect.
He was talking about New York.
But it's great that he's on, and it's still involved. You know, I think, you know, the quality of people you had on the show, as I say, is really exciting when you're looking at the past, but also the present and for the upcoming season.
Well, we certainly want to talk about the highlights of this year and what's coming up next year, but we are still topical even though this is a year-end, and we had some big matches today, the Boxing Day matches in England. And I tell you what, Dick, I'll say it before and I'll say it again. Manchester United gets all the breaks in the EPL. The first goal that was scored was offsides. Chicharito was clearly offsides on the free kick Van Persie took that allowed Man U to tie the match. And then Sir Alex Ferguson getting in the face of the fourth official after at the start of the second half.
And then he gave it a yellow card.
He didn't give him anything. And then at the end, Valencia nearly broke the leg of one of the Newcastle players and didn't even get booked. So
yeah.
Man U won 4-3 over Newcastle. It was a great match, but again, you know.
But you didn't
say I'm not biased, of course.
You didn't say you're happy that Chelsea won.
Yes, they won 1-0 today. Good, great Mata, what a great goal! But
a great win, and after 8 goals earlier, you know, a few days ago, you must be very happy at the moment, Andrew, with the way they're starting to click, which is great. It's great that you're getting this competition. Of course, with the Manchester City loss, the Man U fans are delighted with that situation, but I'm also quietly happy, you know, with regards to the progress of my team. Of course, you know, is Everton, and another win, and they're sort of up in contention. But as you say, with the Manchester United situation, I can't say, because I didn't see that particular game today, but there seems to have been the controversy you talked about.
It was a very exciting. Newcastle played extremely well. United did not play well. Of course, we have to say they were missing Wayne Rooney. He's out injured right now, and obviously that makes a huge difference. But you know, you got to give him credit. Chicharito scored the goal in the 90th minute. But again, you know, it just seems like every time something happens at Old Trafford, it always favors Manchester United. But that aside,
is Mancini still the coach of Man City
for now? But who knows?
Yeah, under a lot of pressure.
How long does he have?
Well, I think certainly there's going to be a lot of added pressure with regards to this situation because of the results, and that's what you're hired to be fired. And we've talked about this before, but it must be so frustrating. I felt bad today for Harry Redknapp because I saw the QPR game against West Brom, and you know, there was a call against the goalkeeper, and Joe's going to laugh about this, but I thought that Robert Green was fouled, you know, in attempting to clear a ball, and he put it into his own goal. And then later on in the game, there should have been a penalty kick awarded for handball by a West Brom player, and didn't happen. So you feel for managers who are trying to win promotion, you know, and go on to bigger and better things in Europe, the top teams in the league, and then, of course, the teams at the bottom that could be relegated if they don't get the results. And Harry Redknapp is in a tough situation because they need to win games such as that one today.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting season in the EPL and all the leagues, but I want to talk about some of the things from 2012. And let's start, and I would say even though it brought me to tears when Chelsea won the Champions League, I still think the biggest accomplishment of 2012 was Juventus going undefeated. It was an incredible season, and they've continued it throughout the fall. Yeah, Joe's happy, but it's right. I mean, they have had the best year of any team, I think, in 2012. They've just been unstoppable, and it's a credit to that they're back in top form, and they're still top of the league.
And you're not saying that because Joe's sitting over from you, right?
No, I'm not. I'm a Juventus fan, too. I mean, Chelsea's
not as much Chelsea, but there's a Juventus second fiddle. But that's beside the point.
It's a remarkable accomplishment, Joe, and I really do congratulate you. You know, it's at that level, you know, when you get into the top leagues and you go undefeated throughout a whole season, It's quite a remarkable achievement, and certainly one that you can be very proud of. And who knows what's going to happen now if they continue. They've got a tough game coming up in the Champions League against Celtic from Scotland, but they could well do a fine job in getting to the final of the Champions League.
The reality of sports is that you and I and know that is that sometimes when you win and you want to keep on winning and you don't want to be defeated, there is so much pressure, there's so much anxiety, and when you achieve that, then it becomes something you can be proud of. And of course, you know, there not only Juventus, but there's been other teams that gone undefeated in the past. And those are feats that people like us talk about. That
Well, I remember Arsenal doing it in the Premiership. You know, quite a remarkable achievement at any level, because usually you're going to have one or two bad days. But for that kind of consistency, I think it's quite remarkable. And it's great for Juve because they've moved into a magnificent stadium. Joe, I think you weren't too happy with the old stadium, but you've moved into your own new stadium, and that's even better, right?
Oh, for sure. That's the only team so far in Italy that's got its own stadium with all the amenities that you can think of. You know, they got the plaza over there.
We've got to get you over there, Joe, to do report on a game. I think if
that
Andrew can use his connections, maybe we'll send you over by Alitalia or one of the airlines to see
That'd
Juve play. And I think to give a report from the new stadium would be great. Maybe next year.
Yeah, you have to go with me, though.
I tell you what, I want to do, Andrew, and the draw was announced, I'd love to be in Madrid for the first game against Manchester United, but that game on the 5th of March, I'd love us all to be in Old Trafford for that game between Manchester United and Real Madrid in the round of 16 for the Champions League. Just incredible.
Cristiano Ronaldo returning to Old Trafford for the first time.
That's going to be awesome.
But the season
it's amazing, guys, because I'm dating myself here, but 55 years ago in 1957, April of 25th, 57, I saw the first ever game in the what was then the European Cup between Real Madrid and Manchester United at Old Trafford. And it was just incredible. It was a 2-2 tie. Man U lost in Madrid 3-1, so they lost the semi-final. But it was my first appreciation of Real Madrid and Los Blancos, and it was just a great atmosphere that night. And I can see a similar situation occurring, you know, with the upcoming game. There's a great rivalry between the two clubs, two of the great clubs in world soccer.
So, Dick, you're telling me you saw Di Stefano play live?
Yeah, I saw Di Stefano, and they had a left winger, Francisco Gento, who's just, you know.
Now, is Di Stefano as good as they say he was?
Just a great Real Madrid team that was winning every European Cup at that time. And it was Manchester United's first time, and Bobby Charlton played. In fact, he scored the equaliser after 85 minutes. And I still have memories of that game that night at Old Trafford. It was quite remarkable.
Is there any
he was just a twinkle in your
fans'
eyes, anyways, guys.
Is there any
You're
modern player you can compare
that.
To Di Stefano?
But Alfredo Di Stefano was a complete player, just a marvelous player, very graceful player, and still involved, of course, with the Real Madrid Club de Football. He's still there's, I think, honorary president, but he's very much a player that was to be admired at that time.
Dick, we're talking about great players. I think Juve can be named the team of the year, but I think there's absolutely no doubt who the player of the year is. Lionel
Messi.
Did
it begin with M? It begins with M, his surname?
I think it begins with an M, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not Raul Morales. It's Leo Messi, 90-plus goals this year. No one's ever done this, and he's going to win the FIFA Men's Player of the Year. There's no doubt about that. I mean, what can you say about Messi?
No, Dad, let me ask Dick this. Dick, you just said that we're talking about Di Stefano being a complete player, now Lionel Messi. What makes a player? You know, a player like this?
Well, I think with Lionel Messi, he's got sort of, we talk about a God-given talent, you know, and I think the one thing that always impresses me, I've never really seen him lose his cool. You know, he's always so composed in and around the penalty area, especially when he's putting the ball in the back of the net. He's just a predator inside the penalty area. It's quite remarkable the way he just drifts into positions. And as a goalkeeper, I'd be so frustrated playing against him because I just get on the wrong foot and he'll put it down the open side. You know, he's quite remarkable in what he's done. And when you compare him to an Alfredo Di Stefano, I think different types of players. You know, Di Stefano was a provider as well as a scorer of goals. But Messi, yes, he's a provider, but the way he's taken these goals this season, it's been quite remarkable. And I think you can see it on YouTube, can't you? All the goals he's scored, which is quite something to appreciate, you know, because he's quite remarkable. He's not a big man. I met him a couple of years ago at one of the FIFA events, and you know, it just shows that you don't have to be a giant to succeed in this game. And Lionel Messi, yes, undoubtedly he will be the player of the year, FIFA player of the year.
Well, Dick, 2012, tell us your best memories of what's been achieved in soccer in 2012.
Well, I think the one thing that being up here in Canada that I really was proud of was the women's national team in the Olympics, in the London Olympics. The fact that they got the bronze medal, you know, Christine Sinclair, the controversial game against the States that we've all talked about. And for Canada to beat a very good French team to get the bronze medal, I think was one of the enduring memories that I have. And chatting to Diane Matheson, who scored that goal against the French, and I had to interview her for a television show, and she showed me the bronze medal, and she was just so proud. And the whole country was proud of what the women did in the Olympics. So that's the one memory to me that stands out. Of course, the one that doesn't stand out is the fact that we do not continue in World Cup qualifying, that you've got the chance now to qualify along with the others from the CONCACAF region, and Canada did not get into the hexagonal, the final round.
Big disappointment. Tough game against Honduras. But, Dick, in the last couple of minutes we have, again, 2013 World Cup qualifying is going to be the biggest show around the world. And just looking at some of the standings, there's some surprise teams that may make their first appearance in the World Cup right now. Uzbekistan leads Group A in Asia. They've never played in the World Cup. You've got Venezuela sitting in the fourth spot in South America, a team that has also never...
Good chance.
And they have an excellent chance to get through. And with Africa, who knows? Anybody could get in from Africa. But who do you see as maybe the surprise teams that may make their way to Brazil in 2014?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, when you get countries that have never qualified, I think Venezuela, certainly in South American football in recent years, they've done exceptionally well. And it would be great for them to qualify, of course, for 2014 in Brazil. But I'm looking forward very much to the CONCACAF qualifying, because I think that's going to be a really close race. I fancy that certainly Mexico are strong favorites. U.S. will be there. And then it's going to be a real battle, you know, for the one of the spot and then the fourth place spot to play against the Oceania winners. But I just hope that Jamaica qualify again. I was, you know, so pleased with the Reggae Boys when they got to France in 1998, and I'd love to see that Caribbean country that produced so many great athletes over the years, for them to be part of the group going to Brazil.
Certainly. Of course, Panama, they may make their first appearance in the World Cup. Michael Lewis favors them to get into the World Cup next year, in 2 years. So should be very interesting, Dick, and we're going to look forward to hearing from you in 2013 with all of the international news and the latest information. Of course, our first live show will be January 7th. We're going to be talking about the FIFA Awards show, and we'll see if Alex Morgan or Abby Wambach can bring the Women's Player of the Year home to the United States.
Yeah, it'd be great to see Abby Wambach getting that award. I think she's done a superb job for the U.S. over the years, and certainly this past season. But look forward to it, guys, and certainly I wish a Happy New Year to all the staff, to Bob and you three guys, and to all the listeners. It's always great to be a part of the show, and look forward to contributing in the upcoming year.
Dick, from Soccer Kick in the Grass, Andrew and I and Sam and all our listeners, we just want to thank you very much for being part of our show and contributing so much, and thank you very much for being my personal
friend.
Always
a pleasure, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year, Dick. Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and boy, that 2.5 hours went by awfully fast.
Exactly.
Didn't it? I tell you, we got a lot of people to thank. Let me thank them. First, our guest tonight, Charlie Schiano, top of the table. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have this show.
Exactly.
So, Aaron Lyons, Renee Meyer, the Salen family, and all of the Western New York Flash. We're really looking forward to the new league in 2013, the NWSL. Pat Erkley, Joe Giuliano, Jesse Myers, Dave Selinsky, Rob Clark, Greg Stanton, all the Rhinos. And again, they'll be back here in 2013. And the Lancers in action this year, doing a great job. Doug Miller, Coach Jim Hesch, Soccer Sam, Rich Randall, Eric Trendle. They'll be in action tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against the Milwaukee Wave at the Blue Cross Arena. Then on New Year's Day, the Baltimore Blast come to town for a 4 o'clock kickoff. I also want to thank, of course, Aaron Heifetz, everybody with U.S. Soccer, Michael Kammerman, Neil Beathy, the players, the coaches we've had on the show, and, of course, our sponsors, Tony Diuto, Bernie Acavangelo, Soccer Sam once again, New Way, Dr. Scolo,
Top-notch Tony.
Everybody is involved with our show. Thank you so much. And Sam, it was great having you on the show. I know that, unfortunately, your work schedule doesn't allow for much.
Yeah, I can make these late shows. This is great.
Well, we'll try to do that again sometime in the new year. But again, this has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo. We couldn't do the show without Bob.
Exactly.
Big applause for Bob D'Angelo.
Bravo, Bob.
New Year's Eve is going to be a tape show featuring interviews from this year-end special. We'll see you back live in 2013. We'll start our 20th year of Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Thanks for listening on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a happy new year, everybody. We'll see you in 2013.
And drive carefully.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.